We're back on In Focus at News Radio KMAN, and I believe we've got Benjelica on the phone here live. Ben, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing this morning, sir?
Well, I'm having issues with internet. Imagine that,
yeah. That happens from time to time. That's not a fun thing.
It's a little bit frustrating.
Yeah. Well, Ben joins us here, as he does usually on the final day of the month. He's a Riley County Game Warden with the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, and joins us here to talk about some upcoming events that are going on, including there's some activity even going on as early as tomorrow with a fishing clinic going on.
Tomorrow evening. Now, there was a fishing clinic a couple weeks ago, Friday night, Saturday. And that was for children or kids. And each of them got a fishing rod. That was sponsored by Tuttle Creek Lake Association. And there were 50 or more kids in attendance. And that was, I think they're on their 25th year. I'm not sure. But each of them got a fishing rod, a tackle box with tackle, and they went to Annenberg Park, which had I understood it was 700 channel cats stocked. So Annenberg Park's got fish in it. And that is on your way out of Manhattan, or it used to be on your way out of Manhattan. But Annenberg Park is on Anderson Avenue. That's where the soccer fields are. That's where the batting cages are. And that's where is it Wildcat Golf Course?
I think it's pretty close, isn't it?
I think it's, but they're all in that Annenberg Park complex, and there are 700 fish that were stocked. This goes only back about 2-3 weeks ago. They caught fish too. Well, all those kids that got fishing poles have an opportunity, and anyone else. This is not limited to just youngsters. That anyone can attend a fishing clinic that's going to be tomorrow evening, Pottawatomie State Lake number 2. So instead of going west or out of Manhattan, go east like you're going to Amigo, like you're going to the Boomtown. And as you go out that way, Green Valley Road will take you north. Is that the name of it? Green Valley? No, I'm sure it's Green Valley Road.
Yeah.
Go north on the pavement, take the first left. When I say the first left, I think you go about a mile from 24 Highway on Green Valley Road. Go north, take a left, the first T intersection you get to, Pottawatomie State Lake number 2 is to your north or right turn. So how are those directions?
Not bad. That's up
have
there.
Have you ever gone there?
You know what? I have not. I've been really close by. I haven't actually seen that lake yet. I may have to take a trip.
Well, the road is a little bit like a wagon trail after you get there. So the Pottawatomie State Lake complex has camping, and it has fishing docks, a boat ramp. And if I'm lucky, I'll get volunteers tomorrow evening, 5:30. I'll get volunteers that may bring their boat and take one of those kids that was at Annenberg plus mom, or one of those kids that was at Annenberg plus dad, or anyone else. And I can't promise this because I don't know how many boats might show up to help me. But if they show up, we'll let them... The opportunity, maybe, is there to fish from the boat at Pottawatomie State Lake number 2.
That's great. That'd be a great experience. It's one thing to go fishing and have your little spot next to the lake, but to actually go out on the water is a whole different experience.
Well, if anyone wants to attend and they have a life jacket or can borrow a life jacket that fits them, bring it. Now, again, there's no guarantees about getting on a boat to fish from a boat, but in any case, We'll have loader fishing rods available, and we'll do everything we can to make the make whoever shows up successful. And by the way, it was months ago that it was announced there was this Kansas Fishing Derby. And so there are tagged fish in there that are prize winners. I don't know how many prizes, how many of those tagged fish have been caught, but I'm sure there's more in there. That was one of the, this is kind of a pilot project, and I think there were 37 lakes or water impoundments of some sort that were stocked with these fish, or they went out, got the fish, tagged them, put them back in order that they'd be prize winner fish. So those fish are at Pottawatomie State Lake number 2, which is in our area, and the next closest one, I think, is one of the Harrington lakes. Sorry, I don't know which one, but Pottawatomie State Lake number 2 has those Kansas Fish Derby prize winning fish. So I don't know what the prizes are. I just know that there's prize winning fish in there.
That was going to be my question. I was going to ask you what the prizes are, but that's certainly an incentive for folks to get out and really enjoy some great weather we're having, great fishing weather at that.
It has been great weather. This is just terrific. Every morning it's a little bit cloudy. You can get the garden work done or the mow. Well, it's a little damp to mow, but there's a lot of things you can get done. And it's a lot different than it was, 2 weeks ago? Summer wasn't here, I guess, but that was terrible weather.
Yeah, no doubt, when it was really hot. Yeah, absolutely. We have, Ben, we have a caller on the line waiting. Robert has got a question or a comment, so we'll put him on. Go ahead, Robert.
When I got to be 65, they said I had to be 75 to not need a fishing license. Now I'm 76. It's July the 1st. Did they change the rules again? Do I still need a fishing license? Hello?
Yep. Well, they haven't changed the rules yet. And all these years, I've said, all these years there were free fishing, or you didn't need a fishing license after 65, and park permits were reduced after 65. And Robert, the reason that changed, and that changed about 5 years ago, maybe more, but in any case, the reason that changed was we now sell a fishing and hunting to anyone 65 that lasts them a lifetime. It is a lifetime license. So no, the answer to your question is when you turn 76, you do not need to get anything. They won't. Well, now I say they, but the reason that changed was the way when you buy fishing equipment, that there is an excise tax that's not collected at Walmart when you buy fishing equipment, but is collected from the manufacturer before it gets shipped out. And I use Walmart, Target, Dick's Sporting Goods, Academy Sport. So all those places, when they receive that type of product, an excise tax is paid. And that goes to the federal government, comes back to us based on the number of licenses that are sold in Kansas and on some other things too. So that $140 lifetime license for anyone over 65 helps us to collect that money that is in that fund. And if we didn't get it, another state would get it. So that $40 that's paid for 10 years each year, some of that excise tax comes to Kansas and it doesn't go to other states based on the number of those sales. So in the end,
now that I'm 76, I'm good to go.
You're good to go. Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Whoa, one more thing. Only if you're a Kansas resident.
All right. Which he is. I'm pretty sure of
okay.
that. So.
I think he is, too.
Yeah. All right. Well, very interesting. I'll have to get on. I got a new debit card here, so I need to renew my fishing license. I've been getting the notification that it's about to expire.
Well, I'll give you a way to save money, Brandon, and that is if you buy a fishing license for 5 years, you pay for four, you get the fifth year free. So a fishing license, if you buy it, is about $25. If you go, there's a fee, so that it's $25 plus $2.50, $27.50. If you buy 5 years, it's $100 plus the $250. So you're basically buying a license for 5 years and paying for four.
That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah. Well, it is. And by the way, don't let that get in the way, because this fishing clinic tomorrow evening, because it's a fishing clinic, because it's an educational event, between 5:30 and 8:30, when the fishing event is going on, no license is required. No, it doesn't matter if you're from in-state, from out-of-state. Robert can come, whether he's from, doesn't matter where he's from. A fishing license will not be required. And again, there's prize-winning fish in there.
All right. So that's the first opportunity tomorrow. It looks like there's another one coming up August 5th, so if you miss out, kind of a similar thing here?
I think it'll be at the same place.
Yeah.
I think all I'm going to do is change the date, and of course I haven't had this one tomorrow evening, but the plan is to just do it again. By the way, this is sponsored by Kansas or Riley County Fish and Game Association. So Riley County Fish and Game Association meets the first Thursday of each month, and this is instead of a meeting that we usually have a program. By the way, you'll be going past where it meets, right up Green Valley Road, about a block away from the highway, from 24 Highway, as you go north on Green Valley. That's the old Green Valley School, or now I think it's the Green Valley Community Center. That's where those meetings are, the first Thursday of each month. So they're the organization that supports the assisted deer hunt, and they have fish outings. They have a crappie camp out. They have a white bass camp out. And if you're interested or want to learn more about those fishing and hunting, basically, those meetings are the first Thursday of each month. There's always a program.
All right, very good. We've got 4th of July happening this weekend, Ben, and a lot of folks will be getting outdoors this weekend since it is a holiday. It's always good, I think, to reemphasize safety on not just with fireworks, but if you're going out to the lake, again, water safety is always key.
Hey, this works out good. Let's just start the weekend on Thursday evening.
Sounds good to me.
The holiday weekend. Now, right now, the river has gotten to a really better place for all kayakers and canoes. In fact, a few days ago, it was a little low, so that would make it where some, depending on your kayak or your canoe, you could get into spots where you would have to get out and drag it through the sand. But the river is really good for floating. You can watch that river level, and I don't go by the gauge. I go by the outflow, and I check Wamigo. That kind of tells me what's going on at Tuttle Creek and what's going on the releases at Milford. Whatever's going through Wamigo, both of those go through Wamigo. And if it's down a few thousand, 2,000 or so, between 2,000 and 4,000 is probably as good as it gets. And that's about where it is. It's over 1,000 right now. And so paddling on the Kansas River, You can get to it on Fairmont, the viaduct going over the Kansas River as you go past the mall, and you're going to I-70. If you, as soon as you go over the river, there's a boat ramp there. There's also a boat ramp, the Blue River boat ramp, on your way to Wamego. And that's a good place to get on the Kansas River and float down to St. George. Now, that one takes 3-4 hours, and then from the Fairmont ramp and getting to the Blue River ramp, I think it can be done in, well, it depends on how fast you paddle. How fast do you paddle?
I don't get on the water too much myself, so I paddle. I don't know how fast I could paddle if I got out there.
Well, it might make a difference, too, if you're on a paddleboard. Mm-hmm. By the way, a paddleboard, you must have a life jacket. A kayak, you must have a life jacket. A canoe, you must have a life jacket for everyone on board. And that is a message that seems not to get out very well. So a life jacket is required when you're in a boat. And that would be a wearable life jacket is required. And that includes a paddleboard, a kayak, and a canoe.
All right. Good tips there from Ben Jedlicka. Ben, anything else before we wrap things up?
Well, the lake's real good. All the ramps are open. I mean, all the ramps you can get to are open. And that would be, we're still recovering from the 2019 flood. Remember back that far?
I do, yeah. It seems like a long time ago now.
It certainly does. The weekend's here. This is the start of it. And maybe this will become a tradition as part of the whole 4th of July weekend. That's the first Thursday of the month, happens to be tomorrow evening. And Pottawatomie State Lake number 2, we will have fishing poles. We hope to have boats. Bring a life jacket. And if you'd like to go out in a boat and fish, I hope I can provide that for you.
All right. 5:30 to 8:30 is the time to get out there. Ben, always appreciate it. We'll talk again to you next month.
Are we done?
Yeah, unless you got more.
We ran out of time?
Well, I got to take a break. Do you have time for a few more minutes?
Well, sure.
Okay, well, we'll hang tight. We'll come back more with Ben Jedlicka after this.